in the limelight.
Germany does lack natural gas resources. It is the world's largest natural gas importer, importing 92% of its gas from other countries. In the latest account, Germany imports 35% of its gas from Russia. The Nord Stream 2 is expected to be able to double the volume of gas Russia sends directly to Germany. This would make Russia a substantially larger exporter to Germany than other nations are. And with Russia already being the supplier of 37% of Europe's natural gas, the pipeline does make Russia's energy cooperation with the European Union closer. The U.S. seems to be concerned by this expanding relationship between Russia and European countries. In this regard, we have prepared for you an article authored by staff writers of Iran's English language website of Fars News Agency under the heading U.S. sanctions on Germany are self-defeating. Stay tuned. Germany and Russia have reacted angrily to sanctions approved by U.S. President Donald Trump on a gas pipeline between the two countries. The sanctions target firms building Nord Stream 2 and undersea pipeline that will allow Russia to increase gas exports to Germany. The U.S. considers it a security risk, but Germany accused Washington of interfering in its internal affairs, while Russia and EU officials also criticized the sanctions. U.S. Congress voted through the measures as part of a defense bill recently, and the legislation which described the pipeline as a tool of coercion was signed off by Trump. The almost $11 billion Nord Stream 2 project has infuriated the U.S., with both Republican and Democratic lawmakers opposing it. The Trump administration claims the pipeline will tighten Russia's grip over Europe's energy supply and reduce its own share of the lucrative European market for American liquefied natural gas. Trump also claims the 1,225-kilometer pipeline owned by Russia's state-owned gas company, Gazprom, could turn Germany into a hostage of Russia. Europe is united in its response. Spokesman for the European Union expressed the bloc's opposition to sanctions against EU companies conducting legitimate businesses. German Chancellor Angela Merkel stated that Germany is opposed to extraterritorial sanctions. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas equated the sanction to interfere in autonomous decisions taken in Europe and claimed that European energy policy is decided in Europe, not the US. Chancellor Merkel's spokeswoman said this act constitutes an interference in our internal affairs. Russia's foreign ministry accused the U.S. of promoting ideology at the expense of global competition. The U.S. is justifying its actions in the name of security and independence. President Trump has long accused Germany of being subdued by Russia because of Germany's reliance on Russian energy. He described the deal as turning Germany into Russia's hostage. U.S. claims a Russia-controlled Germany could tip the political inclination of the European continent to Russia's side. Germany does lack natural gas resources. It is the world's largest natural gas importer, importing 92% of its gas from other countries. In the latest account, Germany imports 35% of its gas from Russia. The Nord Stream 2 is expected to be able to double the volume of gas Russia sends directly to Germany. This would make Russia a substantially larger exporter to Germany than other nations are. And with Russia already being the supplier of 37% of Europe's natural gas, the pipeline does make Russia's energy cooperation with the European Union closer. The U.S. seems to be concerned by this expanding relationship between Russia and European countries. However, this argument doesn't legitimize the sanctions. Natural gas only accounts for less than 24% of Germany's energy production in 2018. Renewable energy like wind and solar are rapidly overtaking other forms of energy production. According to Reuters, in 2018, over 40% of electricity was produced by green energy sources. And Russia is rich in gas. It's just a fact. Free market decides that there is a supply-demand relationship. Given Germany's lack in gas and the proximity to Russia, it is more than natural for the two countries to conduct energy business. There is a theory that the sanctions are motivated by U.S. desire to enlarge its own energy exports to Europe. After the breakthrough in the shale gas technology, the United States has overtaken Russia and Saudi Arabia as the world's top energy producer. However, U.S. energy companies are still in the process of preparing for exports to Germany. According to U.S. Secretary of Energy Dan Brouillette, these companies are trying to get the preparation done and start exporting by 2022, 2 years after the Nord Stream 2 is expected to come online. Delaying the project could earn the U.S. energy more market space in Germany. The U.S. Congress was livid about this. Democrats and Republicans have been vocal in their opposition to Trump's decision, but without the executive branch's cooperation, countering Russia is hard for Congress to achieve alone. The National Defense Authorization Act gives Congress the chance to make its strongest demand on foreign policy. By sanctioning the pipeline, Congress not only prevents Russia from getting more profit from selling energy and contains the so-called Russian threat, but also gains a tool to leverage the United States into a stronger interfering position in West Asia and Europe. The sanctioning of Nord Stream 2 doesn't happen without context. There could be lots of energy and strategic benefits for the U.S. by impeding this project. What's interesting is that this act not only hurts their purported adversaries, but also damages one of the most important U.S. allies on the European continent, and a country that blatantly interferes in its allies' affairs and hurts their interests solely for its own benefits is self-defeating.